Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Chris Harrelson, and I keep getting these text messages saying that I have a package and it's missing the shipping. And then I read the fine print, and it's where if I send you that shipping cost, then you're going to charge my account for it. I want to be taken off of your advertisement list.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code is 29563.
29503. 63. I'm sorry.
63.
What's your name?
Chris Harrelson.
Just to make sure I typed in the correct zip code, it's 29563.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Nothing came up under that zip code. I'm going to try typing it in by your name. Did you sign up, or you just want us to stop emailing you?
Well, I'm getting text messages.
So you want us to stop texting you? You didn't sign up?
I did not sign up. I mean, I don't know how my...
You may just have to block
I'm getting texts.
Block
I have four. And each time, y'all send it from a different
number. Because, I mean, we have no control over spam text messages or anything of that nature, sir.
Your company has to send them out. Why would somebody else be advertising for you?
It could be roboblock calls or text messages, sir. I don't think it's from my company, because at some point, it'll be harassment.
Yes, it is harassment, because the last one I received, the one before the one just now, was at 2 a.m. this morning. So,
you just have to make sure you're not putting your phone number on different websites and stuff that share your information.
Ma'am, I don't. I'm 50 years old. I'm not a child. I don't put my phone number out there. Evidently, somebody that I order something through has sold my information. I'm getting stuff from sex deals to...
We do not sell people information, sir.
I didn't say you did. I said evidently someone that I order through.
Right, and you're giving us a call saying that it's basically saying that it's us. If you're giving us a call telling me to stop.
Your list. This is the thing that I got this morning. It says your order... with tracking number that gives a long number, was delivered at collection point. Check where you can pick it up, and then it gives a link. I press the link, and it goes to...
See, you don't need to follow those links, though. You know you haven't... If you know you haven't ordered anything, sir, I wouldn't follow those links. I get those type of text messages to my phone as well, and I just block the number.
I do block it, and then it comes from another number, and it's coming at 2 a.m. in the morning, waking me up. So have you got a supervisor or something that I can speak with? Because I'm not getting any headway with, and these are coming from somewhere. And when I open this up, it says United Postal Service. And when I hit the customer care number, it's the number that I called and I got you.
Yes,
so
people could use... they can use our information. You know, scammers could use our information because we a third-party call center, sir. So it's easy to gather other companies' real information and use it for gain. But it's not from our company. I can assure you that.
Okay. Well, what company are you?
We're a third-party call center, and we represent a variety of companies.
Okay. Do you represent... a track and trace dot live?
No, sir. That's why I was saying it could be a roboblock text or whatever they call it, but it's not from our company.
Okay. Do you represent a discountgoods.com?
I'm not
basic
sure. If you have an account with us, when I type in your information, your name will pop up. But I didn't
see. No, ma'am, this is buy from you or buy from the company, and you are the third-party contact. Because when I hit the thing it says first time buyer, and it wants you to fill out to get a subscription with your company. But it's basicdiscountgoods.com, and they're trying to get me to buy an iPhone 13 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they'll go in $100 in rewards.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hit the contact us, it gives me your phone number. And it says, by placing your sweepstakes entry, you will be charged $7.95 today, and you may opt in to re-enroll monthly. And then it says to opt out, contact us, and the number that they've given is your number.
Yes, sir. As I stated, sir, anybody could use our number, but that don't necessarily mean that it is from my company. There's a lot of scammers in the world today, so the only thing I can advise you is to just block these numbers that keep texting your phone.
And again, I've told you they keep changing the numbers, sending the same damn thing over and over again, and the only contact number on it is yours.